Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into right field. Hockett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hockett. Gutteridge moves to third. Clift moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Gutteridge scores. Clift moves to third. Judnick moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. Judnick scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens scores. McQuinn moves to third. It's 4-0, Browns. Red Embry now pitching. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett strikes out. One out. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Judnick picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Judnick. Weatherly goes all the way around to score. Keltner moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1 Browns. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to third. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Lobbs reaches third base with a triple. Gutteridge scores. Clift goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Vern Kennedy now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fleming moves to second. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuillan hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Mack now playing second base. Oscar Grimes now playing third base. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lobbs is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Otto Denning now catching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Criscola now playing left field. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Criscola. Heath reaches second base with a double. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hollingsworth covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 3 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 1 in the game. Denning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Desodles pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.